Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Glad you're tuned in, whatever station you may have chosen today or online. Happy Friday to you and welcome to the show. Special show today. We're in Ellisville at Alexander's celebrating 100 years in business. What a remarkable story. We're going to be talking to Joe Frank Alexander here just momentarily. Also on the show, Mason Strickland, famous Southern Miss guy that saved them in a tournament a few years ago, and a local guy going to be here in the studio as well. And also we're going to be talking to Matthew Russo a little later in the program as well. Hey, we want to thank Wally Properties, Ellisville Auto Supply, Wyatt Bowers Allstate Insurance, and Endem Trailers for sponsoring today's event. And Joe Frank Alexander joins us. That's a tribute to your company that other companies in Ellisville would want to bring us here to celebrate your 100 years. And congratulations. What a remarkable story.
Yes, sir. Thank you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you to our sponsors for today. I appreciate all of you. I'm just happy to have everybody out today.
But I got to ask you, there's this really cute little dog, and I'm not going to say he's walking around. He prances around the store. Who is the dog?
That's the hardware mascot. That's Susan's little poodle. He comes to work most days.
We're in Ellisville, and so I think he knew that I was a West Jones Mustang because I tried to pet him, and he didn't want anything.
He growled, maybe?
He didn't growl, okay. But he pulled the head back.
Well, the dog's been trained, obviously, well.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Joe Frank, take us back 100 years. Who started Alexander's? What is the genesis of this wonderful business?
So my great-great-grandfather, who would have been William Harrison Alexander and his son, P.C. Sr. Alexander, bought the business. It was an existing general store business. They purchased it in 1924. We're not exactly sure what day or month, you know, but they started there. Soon after they bought the business, William Harrison died, leaving it to PC Sr. And then in, I believe, 1948, his son, PC Jr., came to the business. And then my grandfather, William Harrison, who was Will H., most people in Bay Springs knew him by Will H. He came in.
And that's actually where the business started, right? Was in Bay Springs.
That's right. Yes, they're on the brick street of downtown.
And then when did the location in Ellisville, when did that happen?
So we purchased this store that we're in today in 1983 from Mr. Jack Gunn. It was Jack Gunn's Hardware. And we purchased this business in 1983.
I'm going to guess you grew up in these stores.
Yes, sir. The building supply in Bay Springs, where it is currently on Highway 15 South, we built that building in 1994, moved the lumber shed, building supplies there. And that's where I grew up, yep.
How does it make you feel that other businesses in Ellisville wanted to sponsor the Eagle Hour coming here to recognize you?
Extremely proud. Yes, sir. It's a warm welcome. I started working here in 2015, and everybody in Ellisville has been very welcoming, very good to do business with, made it easy for me to come in and be a part of the community.
And don't let me go any further without saying that Alexander's is a sponsor of the Eagle Hour, both in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and we're grateful to you for that. We appreciate that very much.
Yes, sir.
Luke?
In Bay Springs, our families, Joe Frank, go back, and I told you, please don't hold it against me that my father-in-law is Don Husbands. But anyway, Alexander's is synonymous with Jasper County and Bay Springs. And the fact that you guys have branched out like you have, I mean, you're just a staple across South Mississippi. People know what they're getting when they hear Alexander's.
Yeah, I mean, we really strive for good customer service. Want to be, you know, fair with everyone, and we really appreciate everybody you know, sticking with us.
What are some of the challenges that, you know, we've kind of seen across the board? Because when people come in here, you know, you're dealing with lumber, you're dealing with building, but it's those things that, you know, people have to have. And it's those right. things that people will always continue to build things, build houses, work on things, maintenance, all of that. But, I mean, there's been some challenges in the market recently.
Oh, sure. I mean, we've got, you know, one of our bigger challenges is the dot-com, you know, the Amazon beast that we have to contend with. I got it. yeah, that's a big challenge for us, and we're still navigating, you know, keeping our eyes and ears open to see where we're going to fit in this going forward.
But the strength is, I mean, and as we come in here, all your great crew, they all have got red Alexander shirts on outside, inside, and, I mean, you can't beat that. You can't beat somebody that lives in your community, that knows your community, and can speak to you and recommend and give you advice rather than talking to an AI bot somewhere.
That's exactly right. We really focus on the personal touch. Our employees are very knowledgeable. They're very passionate about, you know, helping our customers get what they need.
And when you have a reputation like Alexander's, you have a lot of different dealers that probably come to you that want to be part of the Alexander's family. So how do you guys determine we're going to offer these products with this company and maybe not some others?
Well, I mean, you've seen this morning how many vendors were here, and we've got vendors in Bay Springs this morning. They're all supporting us, and we are very appreciative of that. You know, we always just try to offer the best products available, you know, and we try to stay with manufacturers and sales rep companies that, you know, are very knowledgeable and helpful to us, and therefore we're helpful to our customers.
Well, you carry some of the top names in the industry.
I mean, sure.
You can look around here. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And you fed everybody in Ellisville, Mississippi today. My heavens, hey. The food layout you put out for this community.
The K-Rock was on site,
yeah.
And Rocky was on site. And you had, of course, he had burgers and dogs and catfish and famous fries. Rocky said, hey, get some of this ice cream. And it was being made in an old barrel,
yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah, that was Mr. Johnny Crosby. He's got his John Deere tractor motor out there turning the ice cream machine. It's pretty awesome.
It's good stuff. It was absolutely great. Right beside us are lots of equipment available for people. They can come in, and it's not just new stuff that you have. You also have
This is our rental, all used equipment. We offer a wide variety of rental, mostly geared towards construction and, you know, renovation, new construction and building here.
Because when people got projects, sometimes, you know, they can't, the project has the budget,
yeah.
Not the equipment.
And there's some pretty specific, you know, little niche items here that you're going to use once a year.
Kelly has a popcorn machine over there.
I don't think I've already haven't set my eyes on it over there.
Yeah, we do a little with, you know, some small party items like popcorn and cotton candy and tents and stuff.
All right, Wally Properties, Ellisville Auto Supply, Wyatt Bowers, Allstate Insurance, and Endem Trailer sponsored this event. What do you want to say to those four people while we have you here on the show?
Well, we really appreciate them. That's great. I was hoping that Mr. Eddie was going to come in and give us some words of wisdom that he always seems to offer.
We see
those guys every day. I mean, it seems like every day they're in our stores, and we really appreciate
that. And that's one of the things, man, people don't just realize about Ellisville. You know, Laurel gripes because sometimes of the shadow of Hattiesburg historically.
Yeah.
And then Ellisville, because Jones County is very unique and it has two county seats.
Right.
And there's so much going on here in Ellisville that sometimes I think, you know, gets overlooked with the technology park, with Endem, with you guys. I mean, it's an absolutely fabulous community.
Yeah, and I mean, Jones College, I mean, see how many of their guys have been in here this morning. I mean, they're a very good customer of ours also.
lots of stuff, and you know, Jones County's a great place for people. We've just seen it so many times. People you know, want to plant their families here, and businesses and industries bring it here. Mason Strickland, by the way, who's going to be on a little later, South Jones Braves in the playoffs, and of course, what are we, you know, 300 yards from where the Braves play right here.
Yeah, South Jones and Ellisville, a really, really top-notch place to be. People in Jones County will say your neck of the woods is only so-so. That's
thanks, Kelly.
Well, no, I mean,
thanks, Kelly.
I mean, you know, I mean,
we have Alexander employees who are very knowledgeable that we know that, and they're saying, hey, don't, they're saying retire that dude. Just retire it.
Oh man, that's good. I see a lady back there with a Braves baseball shirt on. That's got to be South Jones.
Yeah.
She sings, I understand. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have a tune you wanted to put on the air while we're here? I don't think she's responsible.
All right, about a minute left. Again, 100th anniversary of Alexander's. And, you know, people who are looking to do projects, tell them again why they should come to this great establishment.
Well, we try to offer everything it takes to do the job, and our staff is knowledgeable. They're going to help you get what you need and get you in and out quick. That's, you know, we really focus on our customer service.
We see a lot of businesses that have reasons to celebrate, but I don't know that we've ever seen one that has 100 years of history behind them. That's quite remarkable.
I heard somebody say it was like 0.5% of businesses.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable. Congratulations to you and your family.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And we thank you for having us here.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for coming.
And thanks for the catfish. Man, catfish on Friday.
That's rocky.
It doesn't get much better.
Ice cream was good.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I can pet the dog. Maybe the dog will let me pet him.
Mason Strickland's going to be on the show. We're going to hear from Matthew Russo as well. We've got lots to go from Alexander's here in Ellisville, Mississippi.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road today. We're in Ellisville at Alexander's. I want to thank Joe Frank Alexander for joining us, celebrating 100 years. Again, a remarkable story. Still to come, Matthew Russo, and we'll be looking forward to the baseball games tonight. But speaking of baseball, man, we've got a Southern Miss legend here, Mason Strickland, who, ironically, you said it was 2018. I could remember the exact year. Conference USA tournament on the coast. We're looking at it being eliminated from the tournament. You step up on a Sunday, wasn't it? A Sunday morning?
Yes, it was a Sunday morning.
You pitch lights out. We win the game. We go on to win the tournament. You know, Mason, we're sort of there right now in the respect that we have had a lot of injuries on the pitching staff. We've got a Friday and a Saturday guy. Tournament looking us right in the eyes. Somebody needs to step up like you did. What is the mindset that player, whoever that may be, needs to develop?
You know, I can't wait to see who it is, because it's going to be somebody.
It's got to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's weird, because whenever or whoever it may be, whoever decides to step up, they're going to fly. They've been flying under the radar all year long, and that's normally how it goes. And they've just been waiting on that moment. And when that moment comes, they're ready to go.
So take us back to the day that happened to you. What was your mindset when you went in the game? And as the game progressed, I'm assuming that you began to feel better and better and better and better. Am I right?
Yeah. No, and I'd be lying if I was saying that I wasn't nervous when I first got told that I was going to start that game. But once I got to about the third or fourth inning and just kind of started hitting that autopilot mode to where I could just be who I was, and that was just those strikes and, you know, just make the other team, make them beat me. And then I was lucky enough to be on the winning end that day.
The research department from the Eagle Hour has produced a picture of Mason Strickland in his finest.
Yeah, did you not ever wash your cap?
Never, ever.
Look
ever.
At that thing. That cap looks like it has never been washed.
Look at that cap.
Veins popping in the neck. potential Tommy John right here with the UCL.
That's it right there.
What pitch were you throwing right here since we got the grips?
That was one of the fastballs right there, one of the five that I threw that day of the 92 pitches.
What did you lean on mostly that day?
Man, it was a lot of changeups and fastballs, just mixing up speeds. And I say changeups. My fastball was a changeup anyway, so I didn't throw hard enough to break paint off glass and all that stuff. So
9 innings, 94 pitches, 3 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts.
Well, you got the
zero runs.
You got a COVID year left. You could come back maybe 2 weeks at Montgomery.
I don't know about that.
but this is who was hitting for him. You ready? This was the lineup
That's the key.
Gabe right Montenegro, Matt Guidry, Luke Reynolds, Matt Wallner, Hunter Slater, Daniel Keating, Cole Donaldson, Mason Irby, and your guy, LaMarcus Boyd.
Oh, so you had to pitch because nobody on that team could hit, could they?
It was one of those. I just had to delay a little bit just enough so they could get the bats rolling.
With pitchers, though, Mason, how long generally, and I know it's different for different people, but do you know pretty much from the get-go I'm in for a really good day or – I am never going to make it through the second inning.
Normally, you can tell about after the first batter how
really?
It goes. I don't want to say bullpen because I was never good at throwing bullpens whatsoever. My bullpens were atrocious. But after about the first batter, you can kind of have a good feel of what's going to happen that day.
Bauer used to tell me that I was the absolute worst practice punter, but I was really good in the game. So I guess that matters. Let's talk about what's going on tonight. We're in the city of Ellisville today, and your Braves – have made it in the playoffs, and it seems like got over a little hump, and now 26-5, got Van Cleef coming into town.
Yeah, no, and you said it best. We got over the hump. South Jones has been notorious. We've always been a really good baseball team for years, past 10, 15 years at least. And once we get to the playoffs, it's always been that narrative of just not performing, not doing one element of the game right, and. That matters at the end of it. But this year, it seems like we've got over the hump. We've done a lot of things right. We've done, I don't want to say everything, because there's still always things that we can get better at. But we've played really good baseball, and it seems like we're clicking at the right time.
You've only I don't believe in jinxing, but some people do that. So I'll just mention that. You've only lost 2 games since February the 20th, since the end of February. I mean, perfect in the playoffs. What's been, you know, that's caused them to play like that?
You don't want to hear this, do you?
Well, we told Creel – listen, we told Creel the other day that Slade has Wilkes has like an 18-19 game. He's like, I didn't know. Yeah, that doesn't bother me. So, yeah, I mean, it's okay.
Going into it with the playoffs, we've just tried to attack it one pitch at a time. Being nice and easy and just being who we are. And that's the biggest thing is we don't need to get out of what we've done to get us to this point. And that's just simple execution, simple manufacturing runs, runner third, lesson two. We have to find a way to score that guy every single time. It's high school baseball. Crazy stuff happens every single game.
And this is South State.
That is correct.
So the winner of this series will represent the South in the 5A.
Yeah,
because they've gone to 7 districts now. There's 7 divisions. But so that's really something. Game one tonight.
Absolutely. 2 of your Braves that have really and I think this Southern Miss fans don't realize this because everybody knows about Richardson because he committed early. But there's actually 2 future Golden Eagles on this team. Tell us about them.
So you got Cole Richardson. You'll get to know that name more next year. He's a senior. He'll be graduating, and he'll be there in the fall. I actually think he's already had some conversations. He can't wait to get there in the summer and start working out with everybody. The other one is Dylan Causey. Dylan is I'm going to call him utility player. You can put that guy anywhere on the field, and he can be really, really good. But on the mound is really where I think he's going to shine. He's been up to a 94 this year already as a junior. He's got a lot of potential.
So South Jones has produced some Golden Eagles, Bob, but they're playing the Van Cleef Bulldogs, who they themselves have a couple guys on the Southern Miss roster right now, right?
Big tuna. Yeah, yeah.
Has there been any noise from Carson Pato this week?
I don't think so. you know how it is.
Right.
Everybody wants to talk it.
So we got a Mustang with Lawson. How cool is it though for you and Trey, who it wasn't for divisions this year, but both of your teams make the playoffs. And for you guys next year to look up, and there's going to be, you know, three dudes from Jones County that competed against each other playing for your alma mater. That's got to be special.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a testament to Jones County baseball right there. Man, there's a lot of talent in this area from – and even Northeast Jones, man.
For Eli Collins. Totally forgot about Eli, yeah.
He's there too. So, I mean, there's talent all the way in Jones County, and it's a testament how hard these kids work. They love baseball, and they love to be around it.
I want to ask you this because we've kind of talked about this as well with a few other people. How frustrated do you think it is for Oz to have it? And then, you know, he doesn't get Adams to start the season. Jackson Parker was at least going to give some innings from Stringer. He never even pitched. And then you lose English, you lose Payne for an extended time, and then Armistead was just like, I mean, how frustrating is that, somebody that coaches pitchers?
I can probably speak for Ostrander when I say that, you know, day one when those guys went down, there was some frustration that kicked in, but it's always the next man up. You know, it's Division I college for a reason. Those guys are there for a reason. They can be really, really good. They just got to go out there and do it. And I think that's the hardest part, is the experience of it. Getting those guys out there and getting them some experience of playing in that on that level. So
Oz tells us too that he believes 90% of pitching is between the ears. He said everybody on the team has the ability or they wouldn't be here. But it's the mindset. Talk about that.
And that's something that we've talked to my high school team over at South Jones, man. That's a big thing. That's a big part of it, even in high school baseball. And I think that's part of the reason why we're rolling the way we're rolling, because we're all wanting to be at practice every day. And that's something that is very hard to come by these days, of wanting to go out to actual practice. I know I was one when I was a player, and I know if B.A. Vollmuth was here, he could tell you the same thing. I hated practice with every ounce of me. But it has to be done. These guys over here at South Jones, man, they love to be at practice. We love to be around each other. High school quarterback, the starting high school quarterback this year, Colin Flowers, they started spring practice. They got a spring football game today. He goes to spring practice during the school day, and then after school he just comes out and hangs out with us. I mean, it's just little things like that.
And real quick, in the closing moments that we have with Mason Strickland, playing is one thing. Coaching it is quite different. What have you learned most, Mason, making that transition?
Oh, goodness, that's a really good question. I really think just taking in the mind of building relationships with these players, whoever, high school level, Division I level, whatever level it is, those guys, they have to trust you. They have to – it sounds bad, but they have to like you a little bit, because if they don't, they're not going to play for you.
The quote from – May 27th, 2018, their pitcher was good. He was down in the strike zone, changing speeds, and we didn't make the adjustments. Their guy did a really good job executing pitches. Who can't love that picture of Mason Strickland?
Right, and real quickly, you have officially outed B.A. Vollmuth. He hated practice. Is that what we're
– Absolutely. Okay. I really don't think he's going to deny that.
So when we see him, we can tell him that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good luck.
And your folks are looking at that hat.
Get after him.
Why didn't we wash that
hat? Shut Tuna up. Let Tuna be so mad he hits three bombs at Jones.
Have you still got that hat?
I do, actually.
Then it looks good now. Huh? All right, everybody. Mason Strickland, Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're at Alexander's 100 years right here in Ellisville, and we'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Eagle Hour on a Friday on the road in Ellisville. We're at Alexander's for the 100th anniversary. Started in 1924. Famous people everywhere. Mason Strickland and his South Jones Braves take on Carson Pato's Van Cleve Bulldogs.
Big Tuna.
Big Tuna is going to take care of Arkansas State, but we hope that Mason and the Braves take care of Van Cleve this evening. We're in Jones County today. Who better to talk to now with famous people everywhere than two of Ellisville's finest young ladies? Molly Griffin is the Ellisville Miss Hospitality, and Ainsley Turner, who has become our residential tool expert, is Ellisville Little Miss Hospitality. Molly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So you're a Jones College student, of course, a native of Ellisville. What is it like being Miss Hospitality among unhospitable people like us?
Well, I've only been doing it for about 5 weeks, but
that's
I'm
good.
So excited. I'm loving every minute of it.
So what goes along with Miss Hospitality?
So I will have like a service project initiative. I will just go around and like I'm promoting economic development and tourism in Ellisville. So I will go around and like speak to people and just hold events that just attract tourism in Ellisville.
And you're, I have to say little because that's part in her,
yes.
of her title, Little Miss Hospitality for Ellisville. Ainsley Turner. Ainsley, how are you today?
Good.
You're walking around with your title. Is it draped across it? What is it like being Ellisville's Little Miss Hospitality?
Good.
It's good. And I've been told that you can tell us what a hammer is. What is a hammer? Because there's a lot of them in here in Alexander's, right?
I'm pretty sure it's a tool.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You did great. So you've been walking around with Miss Molly. Are you excited to be Ellisville's Little Miss Hospitality?
Yes, I'm very excited.
What's been your favorite part of it so far?
Wearing my crown and my sash.
Yeah, she actually took her crown off in order to put that on. But Molly, speak for a minute. You know, you as Miss Hospitality, why it's so important that younger girls like Ainsley are involved in Little Miss Hospitality?
Yeah, I mean, starting at, she's only 9 years old, and they can start at 7. It adds them into this organization. So from starting at 7 years old, they're already plugged into the organization. So as soon as they're my age, they can jump in and come right after me and do the same thing I'm doing.
And so your reigns will be over the next year, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And so for the next year, making awareness, being in the parades, waving, doing mm-hmm. stuff like this for us.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I have to interject here. This beautiful little girl said to us before we went on the air, don't ask me anything about tools.
That's right. You did good, Ainsley. You told us what a hammer was. So what's been your favorite part so far? Seeing everybody. And hanging out.
Probably your crowning, huh? That was fun.
Was a lot of people there?
Yep. And a lot of food.
My favorite part.
Kind of like today. Well, Molly Griffin, Ellisville Miss Hospitality, and Ainsley Turner, Ellisville Little Miss Hospitality. Thanks for stopping by and saying hey to us. Thanks for telling me what a hammer is, Ainsley. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Good.
Thank
deal.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. All right, we're at Alexander's 100th anniversary. Getting ready for baseball tonight as the Golden Eagles are on the road and going to be taking on Arkansas State. New face on the team this year. He's been on the team actually a couple of years, but new face as far as playing is first baseman Matthew Russo. He'll play a big role remainder of the season, really starting to hit the ball well, play a good first base. Had a chance to talk to Matthew earlier this week. Here's how our conversation went with first baseman Matthew Russo. All right, Matthew Russo on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Settling into first base, looks like you've captured that position. How are you feeling?
I'm just happy the team won today. I mean, we're playing some good baseball right now, and whatever I can do to help, that's all you can ask for me. So I'm just going to help the team win.
You hit two out to the wall. How frustrating is that when they catch it right against the wall?
It happens. I mean, it's baseball. You can hit some hard and get out, and you can hit the weakest ones and get on base. So it's all relative. The game's relative. Just trying to keep my head up high and square up balls consistently.
Matthew, I watched you a lot last year. Playing behind Christopher Sargent. Got to play some, but not a lot. What did you take from Christopher Sargent and learn from him?
My mindset is kind of based around him. I mean, great player. He's great defensively. He could hit the long ball. I mean, it's not much better you can play behind for 2 years. So I take my bits and pieces from his brain and just play it, just add it to my game.
In an era where a lot of athletes don't stick around to get their chance, you have. Why?
I feel like I'm part of Southern Miss family. I mean, it's different here. It's a culture, and it's something that I like to be around. So there's no point in me leaving, you know. Like, this is where I want to be. I mean, there's not much more you can ask than this. So, yeah, I'm here for the long run.
What's it like to play at Pete Taylor Park in front of these fans that adore this baseball team? So,
I mean, there's nothing that compares to it. I mean, we have the best fans in the nation, and all we want to do is make them happy and put on a show for them. I mean, we have expectations. They have expectations. We just want to put on a show.
I know you hear them when they're happy. Do you ever hear them when they're unhappy, Matthew?
I try not to, you know. Stay off social media after a loss, you know. So, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I mean, just like I said, like, expectations. Everyone has expectations. Whenever there have high expectations. We have the same expectations, if not even more. So it's just part of it.
Matthew, you stay off of social media and pay no attention to what those people say.
Yeah, I will. I will.
All right, final question. It looks like to me that the team is really beginning to heat up here at the right time of the year.
100%. I mean, we said it from the beginning of the season. I mean, we never know when we can get hot. But, I mean, when we're hot, there's a lot of teams that aren't going to be able to beat us. So we're just trying to take it game by game, pitch by pitch, just play good baseball because that's all you can ask. You can play a good baseball game and still lose. That's the art of it. So just want to play good ball, win games, and put on a show for these fans.
I do have one more question. Another observation I have of you is that you're talking a lot, you're smiling a lot, you look like to me you're having a lot of fun playing college baseball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something I strive to do every day. I mean, just put a smile on people's faces. It's just part of my game. I have to stay loose, stay ready. You know, I can't focus so hard on, like, myself. I got to cheer on my teammates. That's just part of who I am. I'm a team guy. So take a lot of it from Danny Lynch. He was the same type of way, always talking. I'm just trying to keep my pitchers locked in and just help the team win.
I hear he's still talking.
Yeah, he still talks. Oh, yeah. Great guy. I mean, he's doing a great job as the GA. So blessed to have him around for another 2 years. So, yeah.
Fun watching you play, young man. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Hey, delightful kid, Matthew Russo. I got to share this story with you guys. Sunday, speaking of Danny Lynch, there was some sort of conference at home plate in the middle of the game. And of all the people to leave the dugout and come join the conference is Danny Lynch. The women that sit around me and dozens of them that sit down in front of me realized who that was. And here's what you hear. Danny, we love you, Danny. Danny, we love you. And I'm thinking, this guy's become a cult figure, Luke. Danny Lynch will go down in history as one of the great Golden Eagles.
Well, you heard Russo just kind of laugh and just say he talks. But what's funny is, you know, I have – Whenever a batter comes to the plate, there, you can see Oz is standing outside. Eli Collins is always keeping a chart. And then there's, I think, Keller's right there. And then Danny is always right there. And you can just see it. You can just see the mouth moving, moving.
That happens to you when you're seen in public. Women hollering, we love you, Kelly, we love you.
No, I told you what they always yell is security, you know. And I thought it was because that's they were telling me what they wanted, but it's a different type of security that they're yelling for, apparently.
Russo, 278 right now, and thought maybe the power numbers would be just a little higher, but he's got 21 RBIs, and he's been a dude. I mean, you look at he's right there in the middle as far as average-wise, but, I mean, this is a team right now at 284. With Gillespie and Wilkes and McIntyre above 300. I mean, 278 for Russo, first baseman. I would, if you told me, you know, because of Butler being dinged up that he was going to be forced back and you said he's going to hit 280, I said, I'll take that all day with Russo.
Yeah. Didn't you like what he said to that he's a kid that he was on the team 2 years, really very rarely played, waited his turn, Kelly, learned from Christopher Sargent. Now it's his turn, and he's stepping up to. Don't you love kids like that in today's era?
Yeah, but they're becoming fewer.
They're becoming rarer.
Fewer and far between, and that's why you root for guys like that, especially because they're not just ready to run for the transfer portal or try to get an NIL deal. It's more about the team.
Correct.
But think about it though. Yeah, to that point. He's going to leave a program where he's getting playing time, where they just hosted back-to-back Super Regionals. He's not going to do that, but we see it happen. But but the point is, that's a guy that waited his turn. And to his credit, that's a guy who early in the season saw, you know, some mixed action because they were, you know, who you're going to take out of the lineup, either Butler or Gillespie. Gillespie becomes a fixture. Then you have to move him to the outfield, and Russo steps in. So he's been a dude that he's a guy from – I think he's from Mandeville. So within the Southern Miss footprint, very much so, knowing what Southern Miss baseball is and wanting to be a part of it.
And I knew Gillespie was going to – barring injury, I knew Gillespie was going to stick probably somewhere. You know, and
you can't
now,
take that bat out.
Not now.
320.
Hey, real quick, Ainsley, you know, the little
– Ainsley Turner, yeah.
Yeah. I tried to – I said, if Luke asks you what a hammer is – tell him it's a tightly gripped curveball. You know,
well, we had
a hammer. Is
we had one listener that sent us a picture of MC Hammer. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess there are different meanings to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's different.
Hammers. Alexander's 100 incredible years in business. That's where we're at in Ellisville, and we're going to wrap up the show right after this break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Final segment of the week. We're live at Alexander's in Ellisville. South Jones with a big playoff series tonight. South State against Van Cleve. Golden Eagles on the road in Jonesboro. We'll get to more of Sunbelt baseball here in just a moment. But Southern Miss track and field continues with the Sunbelt Conference Championship in Monroe, Louisiana. Of course, some of that rain that came through last night postponed some of the events. Kayla Ludgood came in second, or Kaya Ludgood came in second in the hammer throw. Emmy Bates qualified for the 1,500-meter final. That's a lot better than anything that I have ever run, by the way. Pretty good to go under 5 minutes in the 1,500. That's pretty good.
You were a Division I athlete, but certainly not track and field, with all due respect.
That's much better than my 5.240 at DBAT in Hattiesburg. Anyway, Coach Stewart and the whole gang track and field over at the Sun Belt Conference Championships. We did talk about Southern Miss and Arkansas State yesterday. Before we talk more about that series, let's pick some here. Sunbelt baseball, and just before we get into it, let's go back and remember what the standings are as those are pulling up. Just a quick recap of the Sunbelt softball championship. Kelly, you had mentioned Louisiana does it advance, and I think Troy beat Coastal as well. So Louisiana and Troy in the top. I can't remember who's in the bottom, but Louisiana obviously the one seed. And I don't know if I want to root against them. It's pretty wild. I mean, they're the best chance the Sunbelt has to make.
Correct. And you know, I hated that the Lady Eagles lost that first game to James Madison, but I mean, they were going to run into Louisiana then anyway, which, you know, of course, to be the best, you got to beat the best. But Louisiana took care of James Madison, so they're on to the semis.
South Alabama has also advanced to the Sun Belt semifinals in softball. All right, baseball, here we go. Standings for the Sun Belt. Louisiana, two-game lead, 18-6. Troy in second place with 16-8. Southern Miss and Georgia Southern tied at 15-9. Both of those teams have a two-game lead over App State, James Madison, Old Dominion at 12-12. Coastal, South Alabama, and Georgia State, all 11-13. Texas State, 10-14. Marshall, 8-16. The Golden Eagles opponent, Arkansas State, 7-16-1. ULM at the bottom, 7-17. All right, let's pick some series. App State at Old Dominion in Norfolk. What you got?
App State, it means more to App State than it does to ODU. Although ODU could,
they're only like a game and a half ahead.
Yeah. But
you're jockeying for seeds
right,
at this point.
Right. So I think I'll take App State 2 out of 3, even though it's on the road.
Yeah, despite the obnoxious wife of the head coach, I'll go with App State 2 out of 3.
I think App State.
He's still in therapy over that woman hassling him at the tournament last year.
I'll go App State 2 out of 3. Marshall at James Madison. Marshall playing better down the stretch. Just don't know if they have what it takes on the road. James Madison can be ornery at times.
Yeah, I'll take the Dukes 2, maybe 3. The Dukes might sweep that series.
I like Dukes to win the series.
Georgia State at Coastal. Both of those teams, 11 and 13, wherever you play, there's going to be a lot of runs scored because both of those stadiums are launching pads.
Yeah, but, man, you talk about taking on water. Coastal Carolina hasn't won a conference game in 3 weeks. Coastal at
Georgia State at Coastal. Okay. It's in Conway.
All right, Coastal gets back on the track then, 2 out of 3.
I agree. They win 2 out of 3.
Yeah, Coastal's just too talented in order to do that. But if the wind is blowing out, don't count out Georgia State.
Yeah, but Georgia State, man, they've tanked the second half of the season.
I'll go with Coastal. Troy at Texas State. This is a trap series for the Trojans.
It is. I agree. And Texas State coming in here next weekend. But still, Troy could be argued to playing the best baseball in the league right now. So I'm going to take Troy 2 out of 3.
Ditto. I say the same thing.
I think they will, too. I think they could get a wake-up call tonight and then win the next two. But Troy's on fire. ULM at South Alabama. If ULM were to sweep, they could get back in the conference talk about making the tournament.
Yeah, but South Al, too, is on the way up. South Al's playing better at this time of year. I'll take the Jags in a sweep.
I'm going to take the Jags 2 out of 3. I don't think ULM has been swept all year.
Yeah. So I'll go with that as well. Probably the series of the week, Georgia Southern is hosting Louisiana. And I think there are several teams, including the Golden Eagles, that say take one, at least one, maybe two, Georgia Southern.
And they're going to do that. The Georgia Southern's really tough in Statesboro, as we learned earlier in the season. I'll take the Eagles to win 2 out of 3.
I'm going to take Louisiana to win 2 out of 3, but I think it's going to be tough. Things will be close.
I'll go with Georgia Southern pulling the upset. We'll do that. All right, Southern Miss at Arkansas State. Travis Creel talked about playing in front of the official 394 average fans that will be there, Bob. What do you got?
Yeah, but now remember, in football, they even count the tickets that aren't there.
Correct.
Right? So there might not even be 384.
Yeah. 94. Give them all 10.
Eagles in a sweep.
It's a good thing they sell brooms here at Alexander because we're going to need one. We're going to sweep.
Let's go sweep. Sweep them. Sweep them, Eagles.
All right. 100 years, Alexander's Hardware. Congratulations. What a great family and a great business. And it was our honor to be here today and be a small part of their celebration. Alexander's, 100 years in business. Eagle Hour, back in the studio Monday at 1 o'clock with Coach Oz. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.